I will stand at my guard post and station myself on the watchtower. And I will keep watch to see what he will say to me and how I may reply when I am reprimanded. Then the Lord answered me and said, write down the vision and inscribe it clearly on tablets so that one who reads it may run. For the vision is yet for the appointed time. It hurries toward the goal and it will not fail. Though it delays, wait for it will certainly come, it will not delay long. Behold, as for the impudent one, his soul is not right within him, but the righteous one will. Furthermore, wine betrays an arrogant man so that he does not achieve his objective. He enlarges his appetite like Sheol, and he is like death, never satisfied. He also gathers to himself all the nations and collects to himself all the people. Will all of these not take up a song of ridicule against him, even a saying and insinuations against him, and say, woe to him who increases what is not his for how long, and makes himself rich with debt. Will your creditors not rise up suddenly, and those who collect from you plunder for them, since you have looted many nations. All the rest of the peoples will loot you because of human bloodshed and violence done to the land, to the town, and all its inhabitants. Woe to him who makes evil profit for his household, to put his nest on high, to be saved from the hand of contempt.
Of the glory of the Lord. as the waters cover the sea. Woe to him who makes his neighbor drink, to you who mix in your venom even to make your neighbors drunk, so as to look at their genitalia. You will be filled with disgrace rather than honor. Drink you yourself and expose your own foreskin. The cup in the Lord's right hand will come around to you, and utter disgrace upon your glory. For the violence done to Lebanon will overwhelm you, and the devastation of its animals by which you terrified them, because of human bloodshed and violence done to the land, to the town and all its inhabitants. What benefit is a carved image when its maker has carved it, or a cast metal image, the teacher of falsehood, for its maker trusts in his own handiwork when he fashioned speechless idols. Woe to him who says to a piece of wood, awake, to a mute stone, arise, that is your behold, it is overlaid with gold and silver, yet there is no breath at all inside it. But the Lord is in his holy temple. Let all the earth be silent before him.